Today's program is like no other. You get to hear incredible advice and tips from the man the New York Times labeled one of the most admired men in the world of seduction, and that Saturday Night magazine called the greatest pickup artist in the world. Who is he? He is Mystery. And today you get to hear an exclusive interview with him where he'll drop a bombshell revealing his unbeatable mystery method. For anyone who hasn't taken one of his boot camp training programs, believe me, you'll be blown away by how much you learn in the field from the master himself. On top of that, there's his Venusian Arts Handbook, which teaches you everything you can imagine, building social status in a bar or club, how to open up conversations with women, establishing skill sets, and a host of techniques on how to move from barroom to bedroom, no matter how you look or how hot the girl may be. It's truly incredible stuff. So before we go to the man himself, I want to talk briefly with none other than my partner in crime, triple-O-relationships.com female expert, Amy Waterman. How's it going, Amy?
Hi, James. It's going good.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Ames, just for anyone who isn't familiar with a man they call Mystery, what can you tell us about this seduction master?
Well, first of all, this is my perception, but I firmly believe he looks just like Johnny Depp. So if you like Johnny Depp or if you think he's funny, you'll love Mystery. Now, again, I don't know anybody else who thinks he looks like Johnny Depp, but that's my perspective. The other thing that I always think of when I think of Mystery, he is a born performer. There's a reason he's called Mystery, and that's because he originally wanted to be a magician. Mm-hmm. And so one of his techniques that he started out very early on doing is doing magic tricks to get women's interest in the bars. And as a mechanic told you last week, of course, he grew up in Toronto, and I believe he's in Vegas now.
Yeah, he's a true showman.
He's totally a showman. And of course, this is one of those guys who'll wear platform boots and piercings. He looks sort of like a freak, but sorry, Mystery. Yeah. But I mean, it makes him interesting.
But yeah, it gives him all the more interesting personality. I mean, I think that's why people flock to him and girls just love him.
Exactly.
So, I mean, how important is it to understand the methods and techniques that Mystery teaches? Why do guys have to know this stuff?
Well, if you are going to be serious about this stuff, you need to learn from the masters. And Mystery is one of the masters. I think he and David D'Angelo and like Thundercat, there's about a handful of guys out there who are doing world-class programs. So if you really want to learn how to pick up women and you need to know the best in the community, and that's Mystery.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be the best, you got to imitate the best. That's something
exactly.
A lot of these pickup artists all recommend. And I mean, besides the importance of just learning from the best, there's actually something really interesting that this famous British zoologist named Desmond Morris said that I really like. He admits that the method is a shrewd compression of the phases of love. He actually said, one of the greatest mistakes men make is not playing all the stages of courtship. It has to be done stage by stage if it's going to work. And that's pretty much exactly what the Mystery method does. Stage by stage by stage.
And it's funny that you quote from a zoologist because one of the things that Mystery says is that his method is based on evolutionary psychology and zoology.
Right.
Now, if you are a real scientist reading Mystery stuff, you'll say, well, a lot of this is folk science. This is, science turned to nefarious purposes. And that may be. But again, if you're a logical person, you want to see things rationally, which I assume most guys do, you're going to really like it because it's really step by step.
Yeah, I mean, I think it appeals to all kinds of guys, the guys who have a rational mind and those kind of guys who have a more, just more creative mindsets, not so logical and linear.
Exactly.
It really appeals to everyone. I mean, it really is based on a lot of facts, and it's just amazing how much he actually takes these things and applies it to the world of picking up women. It works.
It is. And the great thing is, if you're not keen on reading in a lot of big words, he's got pictures. And so if you're a visual thinker, his book is fantastically illustrated with these pictures that if you see the picture, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that book?
That's the Venusian Arts Handbook. That's his inimitable manual for picking up women that compresses all of his knowledge into one little handbook. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, so tell us a little bit more about this book. I mean, what kinds of things exactly can a guy learn from within this book?
Well, first of all, I think just talking a little bit about the title, he talks about how men really are evolved for two purposes, and that's to fight and to fuck, basically. And so he says, we study the martial arts to learn how to fight. And so what do we study to learn how to love women? Mm. Well, that's why he invented the Venusian arts, and that is the art of basically loving women.
Right.
And or making love to women or whatever. So he claims that his method will get you from meeting a woman to having sex with her in 7 hours.
7 hours. That's pretty good when you
think
about it.
Yeah. So if you want really proven methods, this is what, if you master it, that's what you're going to get, then this book would be fantastic. I wrote down like a couple of the chapter headings just in case your readers would be interested.
Yeah, I definitely want to know.
Yeah. Well, he starts out with the ultimate purpose of life, and this is where he's going to give you his evolutionary psychology notion that he's going to base a lot of his methods on. This is how human beings evolved, and he's going to use his methods to trigger things that were built into us that we don't even know until somebody trips on them. He goes into social status and behavioral circuitry. Again, this guy is really scientific about it. Structure in the game. What is the game? You'll really get a great idea.
Okay, a little background there. Yeah.
Yeah. Then the approach, female to male interest, male to female interest, comfort in conversation, and finally mid game and end game. So it's really one of the best books actually I've seen on the net. I have never seen a book that well laid out. He should be publishing this book. This book shouldn't just be on the internet. It should be in the bookshelves. It's that good.
It really is. And just, I mean, I'm sure our listeners are wondering, like, from a female perspective, does this really work? I mean, you're a female. You've probably seen some guys use something to the effect of what mystery does. I mean, what do you think? I mean, is this something that females really, like, will understand and get?
Right. Well, first of all, I think his method is really suitable if you're in a place that has a lot of competition. In other words, if you're in LA, if you're in Vegas, and you're in Toronto, New York, where there's a lot of guys competing for really hot chicks, this method is going to make you stand out. It's fantastic. However, I will say that in places, small town, rural places where, you know, you don't see very many women, and if you practice the mystery method, you may stand out a little bit.
Yeah, you certainly will.
Yeah. So his stuff is fantastic. As he said, it's geared to get you from meeting her to the bedroom. And so if you want stuff after the bedroom, I think your own stuff, James, is going to really teach guys what to do after you've had your one-night stand. Because I don't think mystery is going to teach you much about that.
Although that's not to say he doesn't go into any aspects of the relationship. The Venusian Arts handbook will actually tell you aspects of what you need to know.
Right. It will to get you started.
To get you
but
started.
I think he does leave you off. And that's where, of course, it makes a perfect compliment with your book.
That's right.
Because then yours goes on, of course, to actually, how do you get to see her again and again?
Absolutely.
But it's fantastic. If you want a book that'll take you again from meeting her to sex within 7 hours, this is the book you need.
Well, there you have it, guys. You heard it here first. If you're tired of being alone, tired of being shy, tired of going home alone every night, this is the book for you. The Venusian Arts Handbook from the world's greatest pickup artist, Mystery. Get it now at 000relationships.com/mystery. That's 000relationships.com/mystery. In the meantime, we go to our correspondent, Shane Dunlop, who's with the man himself. Enjoy!
Welcome to the show. I'm Shane Dunlop. We have a very special guest. Some refer to him as a modern-day Don Juan. He travels around the world and trains men to meet and communicate with women. I'd like you to meet Mystery. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So, Mystery, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Toronto, Canada. I have to say that now that I'm in the States. But in the States, knows where Toronto is. It's some igloo-infested town up in Canada somewhere, they think. Vegas right now. And it's unreal here. I think I'm going to stick around for a while.
Now, have you always been a guru and had success with meeting women?
Well, see, first off, I find the whole concept of calling, you know, people calling me a guru entertaining.
Yeah.
The truth is, the pickup arts enriches my life. It doesn't define it. But I have been, you know, pretty successful, I must say, with women in the past. So I've been teaching, you know, I started teaching some of my friends how to attract women, and it's a very rounded, systematic approach that I take. And I turned it into a seminar, and I started pulling guys into the field and teach them how to approach people, because that seems to be one of the hardest things to do. The hardest thing in picking up a woman is starting it.
When did you start teaching these guys your techniques?
I would say about 5 years ago, I started, you know, training my friends. And the first time I did an actual in-field boot camp where I brought, several students into the field and taught them how to approach groups of people was about 3.5 years ago. And since then, I have been on the ride of my life. I have traveled everywhere in America and Australia and Europe, teaching literally hundreds of men my techniques. It's been ridiculous.
What's one of the craziest places you've been to? I heard you went to a country that doesn't really exist on a map, but it's like a couple.
Where did you hear that from? That must have been the book The Game.
That's right.
My spouse, my very best friend.
He's your very best. Was he one of your first students?
He was my very first student. That's how I met him. I met him, like, he read the sales letter on the internet. He went to my website, and that's how we met. But, yeah, the craziest place the book tells you is a place called Denister.
That's right.
It is this small sliver of country that really doesn't exist, supposedly, on any map, between Yugoslavia, which is now Serbia, mm-hmm. And the Ukraine. And it was crazy. And no, I didn't do any, you know, any approaches at the time. I was very sick, and that was we just wanted to get out of that country as quick as possible. But I'd say the craziest place, it's such a loaded question, because I think Las Vegas is the craziest place.
It is, hey, on the whole planet.
On the whole planet.
Does Project Hollywood still exist?
Project Hollywood exists only in my head right now, and I plan on putting, you know, I want to put together a good social environment, have a good physical environment in Los Angeles, so I've already communicated with some really good people.
There is some tension with the house guests, is that right?
That's right. Well, the reason why it was called Project Hollywood is simply because I had at least 30 projects on my projects list. I had, you know, Project Seminar, which is going quite successfully now, Project Ebook, which I've completed, Project DVD series I've completed. I also had Project Hollywood. I wanted to move to Hollywood. I was living in Toronto. It's way too cold there. And it was just time for me to, you know, jump ship and start a new life with bigger, you know, with greater dimensions. And I put together Project Hollywood. And I thought, why live in a small apartment by myself when I could get a place in the Hollywood Hills? And we ended up finding a 5,000 square foot mansion where Dean Martin used to live, and it was Dean Martin's old Rat Pack pad.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it was awesome, man. It was unreal, because, you know, there are three physical locations that every pickup, you know, where you go from meeting a girl all the way to beginning a sexual relationship, there are three physical locations that you know, every courtship must travel through. You need a meeting location or an attraction location. You need a comfort building location. And finally, you need, you know, a seduction location. So it just so happened that all three of those locations were 45 seconds away from each other. I could go to, let's say, Whiskey, which is a really nice, swanky little private bar inside of the Sunset Marquee Hotel.
Okay.
45 seconds away, a walk. To Mel's Diner on Sunset Boulevard, which is up, open rather, 24 hours, and they have the best chocolate milkshakes on earth. And right behind that place was Project Hollywood, the place that I lived. And I had my friends live there. Again, my best friend was Neil Strauss.
Yeah.
And he lived there as well. I had my girlfriend. He had his girlfriend there. Things were good.
Okay, now you're also a magician, Mystery. How is being a magician and being a pickup artist related?
Well, my identity is that of a performing artist. I'm actually putting together an album of love songs. I'll be incorporating my magic. I've done several hundred magic shows in my life. Magic is my magnificent obsession. I'll be incorporating that into my live concert when I get it all together. You don't have to be a magician to be great with women, obviously. Take a look at Style.
Right.
Neil Strauss. His nickname, Style, by the way. We all have nicknames in the community.
Yeah, that's another thing. Everybody gets the nickname when they're in the community.
We sometimes call each other by our nicknames, even in person when we meet, because we sort of know them by that name more than by their real name because of online posts and such. But the point, though, is Neil is a writer, and he has success with women, and he's currently dating Lisa Leveridge. She's the lead guitarist in Courtney Love's band. She's beautiful and captivating and aggressive and definitely, is keeping him in check. But do you have to be a writer in order to have his success? Of course you don't have to be a writer. Do you have to be a magician to have mine? Of course not. Mm. But what you do need is a strong identity, and that's what both Neil and I possess. So on day three of my seminar, I teach an entire, you know, several-hour component on structuring a strong identity. Could you imagine if in the first 3 minutes of meeting a woman, you could convey an identity whose stereotype presumes attractive characteristics, so that if you don't have a lot of time to speak to a woman at first, at the very least, she's going to create an assumption that you have attractive qualities. It turns out that most guys that I meet think that it takes about 3 minutes in order to go from meeting the girl to getting her phone number.
Right.
It turns out, now that I've met some of the greatest pickup artists the world over, I've met everybody, the who's who in the list, hell, they're former students of mine, most of them. Mm-hmm. It's been an incredible last, you know, 3-4 years. They taught me something. They taught me that it takes at least 25 minutes from meeting to building enough comfort with the woman after you've built attraction so that the phone number doesn't flake. You know, everyone, all the women now, they have cell phones.
Yeah, here's a number, see you later, you know.
There's no stress in giving a phone number, but yeah. There certainly is a lot of stress in meeting up with a person that you're uncomfortable getting to see again.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you supposed to be doing during those 25 minutes? Just building?
Well, there are a series of natural phases that take place between, you know, from meeting a woman to beginning a sexual relationship. There are natural phases. Imagine if you could know those phases so you can efficiently progress through each phase. Imagine knowing the objective of each phase so that when you have completed the objective of a phase, you can then, you know, efficiently move forward
to the next
phase.
One.
You've heard the man himself, Mystery, but if you want to learn more, go to 000relationships.com/mystery. That's 000relationships.com/mystery.
What do you think the pickup artist can bring to society that can better it?
Well, first off, this may sound sort of cocky. The truth is, being picked up by a man who has taken the time to learn to learn what women want, it is a privilege to be picked up by someone who knows what they're doing, because the truth is, being introduced through a cold approach to a stranger, that's uncomfortable. I'm well aware of that. It's like, you know, the way beggars come up and say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you, but I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
Yeah, can I have your phone number?
What a horrible thing to do. I mean, hell, you could even say, can I get some change off you?
Yeah.
People are, you know, a woman's going to be on the defensive. So imagine if you can come up with a way of disqualifying yourself from being considered a potential suitor in the first place. That way she won't feel the threat that you,
yeah.
You know, got some motive. Imagine also if you could do it in such a way that it could be, oh, God forbid, enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's actually fun to meet somebody and, you know, have a little teasing embedded into the, you know, into your act,
yeah.
Your little 10 minutes. You know, you're putting your best foot forward. Imagine being able to systematically have a game plan so that you can convey your identity and your personality. And with that best foot put forward, attract the girl. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, guess what? Gentlemen, it's been done. It took me 13 years to figure out the natural algorithm from meeting a woman to beginning a sexual relationship. And the outcome is sweet. It is close to, it's near mastery, to be honest. Every group of people I talk to, if there is a woman of particular quality that I find attractive, that I would like to get to know better, the good news is, because I do stick to this method, a method that I now call the Mystery Method, because my real name is Eric, but my stage name is Mystery, and all my friends call me Mystery in real life. Hal, even Style calls me Mystery. He's mm-hmm. my best friend. Now that I use this method, it's pretty foolproof that I'm capable now of conveying my personality to show them that I am, in fact, you know, the leader of my tribe, and that if a woman were to align with me, her survival and replication chances in life, which is really the purpose of life, will improve quite dramatically. I have to be able to convey to a woman that I have value for her without bragging. And that's an art form.
That is an art form. I know, like, a lot of people, when they think of pickup artists, they, like, may think it's a bit condescending towards women. that all these guys are trying to go and pick up women and stuff. What do you think about that?
It is most definitely a very explosively controversial issue. And to be honest, from a woman's perspective, I understand what they're worrying about. Because if you've ever seen, have you seen that movie Magnolia?
Yes.
Tom Cruise played T.J. Mackey. That is the furthest thing in my mind of how I want to be. Women are super sensitive. They're savvy. And women of particular beauty, they have been socialized, you know, from 17 on when, you know, they're a beautiful little 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And they are finally allowed a little freedom from their parents to stay out late. And next thing you know, they're being hit on by 45-year-old men.
Yeah.
And older. They have to learn very quickly how to protect themselves from this barrage of bore. All these men coming up and saying, hey, what's your name? You know, my name's Eric. You come here often?
Yeah.
And the women are being hit on so quickly, they have to come up with a series of strategies to get rid of them. Some of those strategies include rolling it with groups of people. Like, women of particular beauty are very rarely found alone. They're
That's
usually
true.
In groups.
Yeah.
So we have to learn how to pick them up in groups. What will happen is the obstacle, the friend,
yeah,
will come in and be your little pull-away girl. Come on, we got to dance.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you lost your target.
Yeah.
So the solution is instead not to ignore the target entirely and just talk to the friend,
mm-hmm.
but rather to keep the two set together, because you can never isolate a target from a two set because it alienates the you know, the friend. And that's a big problem, right? So
yeah.
Imagine if you could go into the two set, initiate the chat with the friend, but keep the target close enough by so that she can at least hear what you're saying to the friend. And that way your personality can be conveyed obliquely to the target. And one way of keeping her around, it's a fun little tactic, a nice little tool, is to use what we call a lock-in prop.
What's
this
that?
Is fun stuff. Let's say I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah.
I could take my hat off, put it on the target, and then ignore her and talk to the friend.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way of keeping the target at least within the set still, so she won't grow bored that, you know, that you're talking to her friend and that she'll walk off. At the very least, she'll have to give your hat back before you walk off, in which case you can then handle the interrupt. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, the stuff I really is a lot of it's counterintuitive.
Yeah,
and
that's very
really
true.
Down to earth. I
what?
Mean, this stuff massively field tested. I've done easily over 10,000 approaches.
Wow.
Now that's not to say that I'm a needy guy. I'm just a social guy. I like
yeah.
to go out and interact with people, and man, I've learned a lot.
Hey, the interview's almost over, but that's not all there is. Find out more about Mystery and his Venusian Arts Handbook right here on OORelationships.com. Just go to 000relationships.com/mystery. Once again, that's 000relationships.com/mystery. Because it's your turn.
Now, you've taught thousands and thousands of men your techniques. How do you feel about people stealing and using your game verbatim and being a mystery clone?
Well, I've personally taught, I would say, hundreds upon hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds.
But I've reached out, thanks to my DVD series, which is a compilation of over 24 different seminars that I conducted all over America in the last year. And we just took the best footage and put together, you know, the best clips and the best ideas and thoughts together. So I've now reached thousands and thousands of people. So I never met them personally.
Yeah.
But they're definitely, mystery method practitioners. And I also have an ebook which is sort of spreading through the world quite nicely now. I don't feel bad at all if people take things that have worked scathingly, brilliantly for my life.
But yep.
My life is transformed. This is no longer, you know, it was a problem when I was 21, even 22, 23, but as I got good at this, systematically putting my analysis, my analytical abilities to the test, I put together a game plan, and the game plan has worked now for all these other people as well. I'm proud of that, to be honest. I like to live with some integrity in life.
Yeah.
But more importantly, ethical principles work. If you're not an ethical person, if you don't live with integrity, your game's going to falter. Women they actually have circuitry in their head that is evolved a little bit differently from that of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for men, we are better at at spatial mapping, for instance. We are better at Tetris, right? We're just saying on average.
Yeah.
And women have more sensibility towards social dynamics because, see, when we meet a woman, we judge most of her value for us in her replication value, her hip-to-waist ratio,
right.
Facial symmetry, breast size and shape and youth indicators, health indicators. But for women, when they look to a man and choose a man, most of it is in his ability to protect her. And if he is the leader of men and he has a network of friends, he then has the power to protect her.
Right.
And that is much more attractive to a woman. So her attraction circuitry in her head is actually calibrated specifically for a man's survival value. Well, when we look to a woman, we look for her for more of her replication value. I don't hang out with a woman to protect me, you see?
Yeah.
So what that really refers to now is what the purpose of life is here. The purpose of life is to survive and replicate. And we've got 28,251 days to make that happen. That's the average lifespan of a human being.
Hmm.
Not a lot of time.
No.
Crazy stuff. No matter what, you're going to be afraid of the approach. It's hardwired into your head as a man to be afraid of the approach. Now, women can't fully appreciate this because if a woman fails in a social dynamic interaction, there will always be another man that can come along and sweep her off her feet if he got the goods. But what happens if a man approaches a woman? There are so many areas where they can really have life-threatening problems. For instance, if the woman is taken by a man, then that man may call up five of his friends.
Yeah, it's
and,
a beat down.
You know, grab a nice brick from the side and take care of you outside of the club.
And I'm sure that's happened for millions of years as well.
And because it's occurred in you know, the tribes we lived in, these small tribes, communities of 50 to 150 people for so long, we actually have developed, we have evolved circuitry in her head to fear that very social interaction. Now, that's one of the fears, but there's another fear.
What's that?
Well, there's something called the boy band principle. Have you heard of this?
I have not heard of the boy band principle. You have so many interesting theories and principles, and I want to learn them all.
Okay, well, picture this, man. Remember when Backstreet Boys, for instance, remember when they first came out? In their first video, they're being chased by chicks.
Yeah. I remember
that. You got all the women chasing them.
Yeah.
How is that possible? It's their first video. Obviously. So it's the boy band principle. You see, what happens is women have hardwired into their brain an attraction circuit which makes them feel attraction for a man even more when he is pre-selected by other women.
Well, that's true. I mean, when you have a girlfriend, you're getting hit on all the time. And then
exactly. Or even if you go into you know, a public gathering like a nightclub, and or any public gathering, a lounge or something, and you have, let's say you're leaning up against the bar by yourself, you won't be nearly as attractive to the women coming in through the door as you would if you had two girls on your arm, on your arms leaning in and speaking to you.
Yeah.
Now, that isn't to say you should look like you're leaning in and speaking to a girl, because then it looks like you're gaining her, and you don't trigger the pre-selection attract switch.
But if you're just chilling with your pivot, then you're going to
exactly. If you've got a beautiful woman on your arm, and she's leaning into you, she obviously has comfort with you. So not only are you no longer going to be a potential threat, because after all, as a man, we're bigger and stronger than the women.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
We're scary.
I'm sure you don't know what it's like to be attracted to someone bigger and stronger than you.
No, that's a good point.
It's got to be quite intimidating.
Yeah, right? Totally. I never thought of that.
But my main point here is this is where the fear comes into play here. Think of this. We live in a small community, let's say 50 to 150 people, okay? That's what we're evolutionarily designed to live in. Our emotional circuitry is designed for an ancient social society that it no longer exists, a social a community, a small community of 50 to 100 people.
Yeah.
What happens if I approach in a small town of 50 people, and those are the people I know all my life, if I approach a woman and she rejects me, you know what's going to happen?
You're branded a creeper for life.
That's right. She's going to tell the three or four other potential mates within that community, Because not everyone's going to be a potential mate. Half of them are men.
Yeah.
And some of the women are taken or too young
old
or
too
old
young,
or sick or ugly or, you know, pregnant with children, whatever.
Yeah.
So of the few women that are viable mates for you, if the one woman that you went up to rejects you, she's going to tell the other two or three girls that you are not of value. You don't have survival and replication value for this girl. Why would you have it for any other girl?
Yeah.
They're going to make sure they're going to steer clear from your presence, and your genes will be unapologetically weeded out of existence. So we are afraid of the approach. It is not going away, but there are ways around it. Aha.
And that's what Mystery Method's all about.
Enjoying this interview? You're in luck. There's more. Find it at 000relationships.com/mystery. That's 000relationships.com/mystery.
Exactly. Like, for instance, when I initiate a chat with a group of people, guess what? Women of beauty are very rarely found alone, and when they are found in a group, odds are there are going to be men in that group. Could you imagine going into the set? Okay, a set is a group of people. Mm-hmm. A three set is three people. A two set, two people.
Right.
And so on. And imagine initiating the chat with the group and disqualifying yourself from being considered a potential suitor. So many ways to disqualify yourself or to say, I'm flattered, but you don't have a chance. By saying that out loud, the guys in the group know you're not after, you know, the hot girl like every other guy.
Yeah.
And now you can work to demonstrate a higher value obliquely to them. When the target girl recognizes that you are the leader of her group now, as you, you know, through storytelling, you get to captivate them for a few minutes.
Right.
She can't help but feel attraction because, as David D'Angelo says, attraction is not a choice.
That's very true. He does say that.
So it protects us from getting beaten up, first off. And the truth is, come on, man, we're going to respect the men in the group.
Yeah.
Because they obviously are cool enough to hang with girls. They're cool enough to be my buddy. Fair?
Yeah.
So respect the men first when you enter a set. Then you can convey your personality obliquely to the target by allowing her to observe your interactions with others. And the other concept that I have in my mind is most people are, they're so results-oriented. They're not process-oriented.
I was just going to say that they just, the results, they're just like, oh, I want sex like right now or whatever. It's, you know, enjoy the journey type thing, right?
Exactly, man. And imagine if you can let go of your outcome and instead focus on the objective of getting good at game.
Yeah.
You've got a choice. Either you can get that one hot girl and never learn game, never have to go through the process of the 3.5 years it takes to master you know, the Venusian arts, or you could rather let go of your outcome with the women for now and say, I'm going to focus on getting good at conveying my personality in a systematic manner at the beginning, because the truth is, the first 3 seconds will buy you the next 10 seconds, which will buy you the next minute, which will buy you the next 10 minutes, which will buy you the phone number, ultimately, 25 minutes into the set. And with enough comfort, that comfort will buy you a day two with the girl, and then you're well underway. Most men are just so inclined to seduce a woman right away rather than attract a woman first. They're not aligned with the natural principles that unfold.
So the first step is attraction, and then seduction comes later down the line.
That's right. It's first attraction, and there are specific game plans that some, you know, men, including myself, have developed, and we're sharing them. And that leads to a comfort-building stage, which then finally leads to a seduction stage.
Hmm.
And you have to go attraction first, then comfort, then seduction.
Right.
People who don't know that, what ends up happening is they approach a girl, they try to seduce her right away, they walk up and say, hi, can I have your number? The woman won't be attracted because her brain is calibrated to find a man attractive for his personality, for his alignments with other people, for his ability to protect her, for his ability to lead men, and also for, she wants to take the time to find out if he really has survival and replication value for other women, because if she does, if rather he does, then she'll know that he has something for her too. So wouldn't it be cooler to convey your personality in front of her before you go for the, you go for the end result?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a smarter way?
For sure.
And that's the way I've been doing it. If you want to be a millionaire, You can't just dream of being a millionaire. You actually have to learn the process of how to become a millionaire in order to be a millionaire. If you want to get good at riding a motorcycle, you can't just all of a sudden hop on and be good.
Yeah.
Right? So you take a course or something and it'll speed you up. Sure, you can do it yourself, but it'll take you a long time to learn through trial and error and falling off that bike quite a few times. You could save yourself a lot of scrapes on your knees and elbows and headbangs by learning from someone who's already learnt all those errors and can help you anticipate potential problems down the road. And that's what really takes place in the pickup as well. You know, imagine meeting other men who are really good with women, but until you meet a pickup artist live, and you'll realize soon after meeting them that they're actually very good people. You know, they're aligned with women, they're good people. It is a life-changing event for many people. I went every weekend doing all these boot camps. I've lost my voice. How the hell am I supposed to get my voice back for my album? So I've put my boot camps on pause now because, to be honest, I'm a little burnt out.
Yeah.
I haven't been back in Vegas. I was gone for 3 months, man. You know, I'm living the life, but it was compromising my personal life. So I have to slow down a little bit. I am doing one in Vegas
February
24th to the 26th. If someone has to meet Mystery personally.
Yeah.
These boot camps are life-changing. In a word, they are life-changing.
You do the seminar during the day, and then at night, you take the AFCs, the students out. And
an AFC, by the way, is an average frustrated chump written about in the book, The Game.
Yeah, which most of us have probably been at one point, if not now.
Oh, I was, certainly, no doubt.
For sure. So you take the AFCs out, and what do? You take them to a nightclub and critique their game, or give them
bleachers? Well, I tell you, on the first day, we talk all day about structure. It's an amazing linear structure from meeting a woman to beginning a sexual relationship. Do you know how you're supposed to open a group of people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to deal with your anticipatory anxiety? Do you know how to lock yourself into the set? Do you know how to get girls with you? Do you know how to build social proof so you can warm up the adjacent so that women will actually approach you? Those are called approach invitations. Do you know how to escalate Kino? Kino is touch. There's a lot of things that that other men already know and can teach you. Can just catch up to speed, you know?
Yep.
Imagine meeting a guy who may very well be the same age as you or a little bit older and a little wiser in field because, you know, maybe you're a little antisocial, you've been on your computer too long, and it's time to, you know, stop being a keyboard jockey and get out into the field. Go in with someone who knows their stuff, right?
Yeah.
So all day long, we talk about the structure of building a relationship, of courtship. Then at nighttime, we go into the field. I have approach coaches.
This concludes our exclusive interview with the world's greatest pickup artist, Mystery. Thanks for joining us. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.